Hello, my name is Mylene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation.
I will be their voice.
In this episode, we'll be hearing about the Vegan Spirituality Forum and Retreat in Unity Village, Missouri. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide. We're listening to the music of Vegan Smythe in Australia. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station nor its management. This is Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts, host of Vegan Nation. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Soon we'll be joined by Reverend Carol Saunders, the founder and organizer of the Vegan Spirituality Forum and Retreat. Coming up October 1st through October 3rd, 2021.
I will be there.
Let's hear a little bit more of Vegan Smythe's song,
I Will Be Their Voice. I know what they'd want to say, so I'll be their voice.
And we'll close out today's program with a continuation of this song.
Have you felt completely alone? Have you ever felt choiceless? Like there's no way home? I've got some extra strength to give, so I will be their voice. I will be their voice. I think I know what they'd want to say, so I'll be their voice. Do you know what's happening? Do you know what really occurs? If it's all too frightening, silence makes it worse. You've got some extra strength to give, and you can be their voice. You can be their voice. I think you know what they'd want.
Hi, Reverend Carol. This is Mylene from Vegan Nation.
Hello.
I am very excited for this interview, especially to talk about the upcoming Vegan Spirituality Forum and Retreat.
Well, I'm excited to talk about it. It's been something that I've been working on for nearly 3 years.
Wonderful. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We're joined by Reverend Carol Saunders in Sullivan, Wisconsin. Reverend Carol runs the Spiritual Forum podcast, and her blog is wolfandthelamb.com. And she is the organizer for the upcoming Vegan Spirituality Forum and Retreat. Again, Reverend Carol, thank you for all you do. So, yeah, let's start with hearing about this great event coming up, the retreat and the forum, Vegan Spirituality Forum and Retreat. And how did you get motivated and inspired to organize this?
Yeah, it was really interesting. It was about 3 years ago, I had Victoria Moran as a guest at my spiritual center. And it was just in the beginning of when I was kind of recording dialogues and putting them out as a podcast. And I didn't really know Victoria, but I knew about the Prayer for Compassion movie, and I saw she was going to be in town. So I just emailed her and said, hey, could you come talk to my spiritual community and actually have a dialogue? Like, you know, she and I would have a dialogue, and we would record it and put it out on the sound waves. So that's what happened. She came, and we had a nice dialogue on spirituality and eating. And then when I was taking her back to her event, which was a screening of A Prayer for Compassion, we were sitting in a car, my car, in a parking lot, and we were just talking, and she said something like, oh, wouldn't it be great to have kind of vegan event at Unity Village? Because Victoria has a Unity background, and I'm a Unity minister, and bingo, you know, like, light bulb just went out, and like, I can do this. And it was a God thing. I can always tell when spirit is really inspiring me to do something. It's an immediate yes. And what I did was I called some my co-collaborators, Lisa Levinson of In Defense of Animals and Judy Carman, who's the author of Peace for All Beings. And I had collaborated with them before at another event. And I asked them if they wanted to play in this arena, and they said yes. And so we decided to plan this, and it was planned for last year, but you know, the whole COVID thing kind of put that off, and the COVID thing could have put this off this year too, but we just decided to go ahead. Like, this is the time, this is the place, we've got to do it. And I'm hoping it's something that maybe we could do every year at Unity Village. And the reason it's at Unity Village is it's at the heart of the nation, and most of these conferences on the coast and in exotic places. And this is in the heart of the nation, so we're really bringing our energy of love, compassion, peace, veganism, love for animals, compassion for all, to the heart of the nation, and also resurrecting the teachings of Charles and Myrtle Fillmore that have really been forgotten over the last 100 years of unity. So we're going to bring those teachings back to life there, and we've got a great program lineup.
Wonderful. Thank you, Reverend Carol. Oh, this is great. This is great to hear. So, yeah, let's hear about what to expect at the Vegan Spirituality Forum and Retreat happening in Unity Village, Missouri, on October 1st to the 3rd.
Yes, it's October 1st to the 3rd, which is just next week. And we're having, for those who come early on Thursday, September 30th, we're having a little gathering and orientation. It's a very packed schedule, but everyone is free to just take off and do as much retreat time as they want. And the reason we added forum to it is it's not just a passive listening experience where you go from one speaker to the next speaker to the next speaker. We really want to engage in conversation, and we want to collaborate and co-create a vision together. So that's why it's called Forum and Retreat. So what we have going on is we've got a series of workshops, and we've got four amazing keynote speakers. Our speakers are Dr. Lisa Kimmerer. She's a professor of philosophy and religions, and she's an author of Eating Earth and Animals and World Religions and Sister Species. And I actually had her on my podcast. I think it was just published last week. Very, very interesting, fabulous person who's working with social justice, and she has a traveling exhibit called Animals and World Religions that will be on display at the retreat. We have Dr. Milton Mills, many people who know him from the documentary What the Health, and he was also in the Prayer for Compassion. He is a urgent care physician in Washington, D.C., and a practicing Seventh-day Adventist. He's a faith-based vegan and health practitioner, and just a wonderful man who's been in several of these vegan documentaries. Victoria Moran, a lot of people know her. She's got a podcast called Mainstream Vegan, and she's interesting. She has a long background in unity, and she's the author of 13 books, best-selling books, including Creating a Charmed Life, Love Powered Diet, Good Karma Diet, and she has her Mainstream Vegan Academy. We have Dr. Will Tuttle. He's a visionary author that many people know, who wrote The World Peace Diet, published in 16 languages, and he's presented in many, many unity churches in 49 states, 7 countries, and he also is kind of represents Buddhism and veganism. So those are our main keynote speakers. As it turns out, both Victoria Moran and Lisa Kimmer will be presenting remotely. That's fairly recent news, and it has to do with the vulnerability that they feel around COVID. But we're also going to have some really cool workshops, and the purpose of the workshop is to help people bring this message of veganism to their spiritual communities, because it's such a no-brainer, because most of the world religions are kind of anchored in this universal love idea, but in practice, they've kind of fallen away in some different directions. And so it's really been hard for people to bring this vegan message to their own spiritual community, to talk to their priest or their rabbi or their minister. What we're really going to help people and support through these workshops is, how do you bring that message forward? So we have workshops on interspecies spiritual practices and rituals. We have one on Jesus, the five precepts and animals, kind of bringing Christianity, or Jesus's message, not Christianity, Jesus's messages, and the five precepts of Buddhism into the compassion for animals. We're going to learn about the labyrinth, and we're going to walk a labyrinth together. We have a workshop on faith-based vegan advocacy in your community, how to get to a vegan world by 2026. And we're going to be watching A Prayer for Compassion, also taking a sneak peek at Thomas Jackson's new film, Compassion in Action, and Bring the Elixir Home. So that's kind of the program. On Sunday, we're going to be much more experiential, and we're going to co-create a wonderful interfaith contemplative Sunday service and have a blessing of the animal ceremony, and then have a closing rituals and goodbyes. But the point here is together we're going to be collaborating, learning from each other, listening, and going away inspired to bring this vision of a vegan world to our spiritual community. And for those who have a spiritual community, not everybody does, but everyone has a spiritual focus, to bring that message to, you know, the people in their lives.
Thank you. Thank you, Rev Carol. We're listening to Reverend Carol Saunders, the organizer, founder of Vegan Spirituality Forum and Retreat, happening in Unity Village, Missouri, on October 1st to the 3rd. And she also has a podcast, and that is the Spiritual Forum Podcast, and her webpage, her awesome webpage, is wolfandthelamb.com. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Reverend Carol Saunders.
This is Brother David from Souls Arising, letting you know that our Souls Arising will be on each and every Sunday morning on WCUW 91.3 FM Worcester. Looking forward to giving you great gospel music, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. each and every Sunday morning.
Vegan Nation airs every Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on WCUW 91.3 FM. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in. And thank you for your open minds and big hearts. Vegan music, interviews, events, and news, local, national, and international. Listen online at WCUW.org. Much thanks for tuning in. Welcome back from the break. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Narrow. We're joined by Reverend Carol Saunders, who's joining us from Sullivan, Wisconsin. And Reverend Carol is the organizer and founder of Vegan Spirituality Forum and Retreat, happening in Unity Village, Missouri, October 1st to the 3rd. And we'll continue our conversation hearing all about this important, fabulous forum and retreat. Thanks again, Rev Carol, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Well, it's really great to be here, and I love talking about this.
Yes.
I think that so many people in the vegan movement, they're either frustrated because they look around, they're spiritually focused, and much of the vegan movement has turned away from any spirituality, or they're atheist, or just whatever you want to, you know, however you want to convey that. And also, in their spiritual homes, the vegan message isn't accepted there. So this is a really intersecting point, and it's very important for spiritual vegans to get together and connect and collaborate and support each other.
And I would like to add in my personal opinion. And I'd like to preface it by saying I think that what you're doing is one of the most important, powerful actions that can happen on this planet. And here's why. When I look at how come the carnist non-vegan paradigm keeps perpetuating generation after generation, I think that the main responsibility to change that, to turn this from a killing pit into a paradise, right? To turn this world from a carnist paradigm into a vegan, compassionate, non-violent paradigm requires the religions and the educational system to teach that, to talk about it. And then that's how I think the basis of how it's going to change. I know some people will look at corporations and others will look at school menus and things like that. And I really think that the discussion and the education needs to come from authorities that the majority of the human population look to, whether they are in any type of spiritual-based faith or religion or gathering or union, because I know that some people aren't into their organized religions and they might be into more the what people consider the fringe, like Wiccan or any of that. Yet it still requires that education to infiltrate, and especially into the school system, which is really difficult because we know what that's all about. So I really, really value what you're doing, because it has to start somewhere, and here you're taking charge and making it happen. Thank you, Reverend Carol.
Well, I have to say, it is a God thing. If people have troubles with that word God, you know, call it source or great mystery or whatever works for you. But, you know, I do believe when there's some sort of seed planted in your soul and it matches something out there, an idea, like an idea comes and you go, I can do that. Or, that's what I should do. That's inner knowing that, yes, this is the right direction for me. And even if you step out there and go, I don't know who's going to come. I don't know. I mean, I did that when I started a church. Oh, my gosh, I had no idea who was going to come the very first day. Is anybody going to come? No idea. But if you really stay focused on the message and the inspiration and just know that this is a God thing, this is a source thing, this is a great mystery thing, and just take the steps and just let things happen along the way and just know it's going to work out. So I'm really excited. I feel like I got a ton of work between now and then, but I'm really excited, and I think people who are coming are excited as well. I mean, they're coming because they want to be amongst other people who are vegan and also have some sort of spiritual grounding. And I do think this intersection of the veganism and spirituality, I think something magical happens in that space. And, you know, energetically, I think we're going to make a huge difference just by being there.
I agree with you. I like that you said that. Energetically, right? The real vibrations, it's powerful. It's happening.
Yeah, and people will leave with their own vision for what they want to do, their own purpose, their own ideas, and go into their communities, and then they'll have a support system, you know, from all the friends and connections they made at this retreat to continue to support each other in the work that we're doing, you know, sending out these points of light, I suppose. And I'm also just real excited about, this is kind of personal because I'm a unity person, but I am kind of excited about bringing the teachings of Charles and Myrtle Fillmore that unity was based on so long ago. I mean, these people were so committed. They started the first vegetarian restaurant in Kansas City. They started a food company. This is in the early 1900s, a food company that only sold meat and dairy alternatives. They sold Bibles that were bound in a leather alternative. This is back in the early 1900s. And so there were people who really walked their talk, and they were staunch teachers of this. And over time, and not only that, Charles Fillmore would say things like, we will always have war as long as we're eating animals. Like, he would say things that clear. And you know how this goes. I think people just kind of like their meat. So over time, after they passed, over time, the teachings kind of got watered down. And well, it's a personal choice. And so, you know, now you just see a lot of people who I think look generally unhealthy and not really connected to their bodies in the unity movement. And just to be able to resurrect these teachings and to bring them forward on the grounds of Unity Village is something that I'm personally really excited about.
Great. Thank you, Reverend Carol. And I'd like to add a little more on what Charles Fillmore said, that we'll always have war as long as we're eating animals. And I agree. And I think that we'll always have human struggles and suffering and strife as long as we're eating the flesh and secretions of the animals. So for secretions, that's dairy and egg products, for those who might be wondering what that means. And I'd like to ask you a question in relation to today's global crisis. So I often hear from people saying that what we're experiencing is a spiritual war right now that's going on globally. And so I see that, and of course, like I just said, I think the human suffering and the division that's happening, that the root cause is humanity's consumption of carnivorous products and all the, like you mentioned, the energy and the vibrations of all that's involved and how that comes into the stores, into the hospitals, into the schools, into the homes. So could you talk a little bit about that, about this comment that's being made by many people that this time in our shared global history on Earth, or herstory on Earth, that this is a spiritual war, and how we as vegans can help heal and really bring harmony into this reality on Earth?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really huge question, Marlene. So I'll do what I can.
I know you can handle it.
I can handle it, but I don't have 20 more minutes. So, yes, I do believe we're in a spiritual warfare, and I believe, maybe warfare isn't the right term, I don't know. I think that we're in a major transformation, and what I see happening, I see humanity bifurcating. I see it kind of splitting, and I see one part kind of going into this smart cities and AI and the passports and surveillance and all of that, and those that aren't going to fit there, I see them kind of maybe going out into the countryside and maybe coming all the way down to our studs and building ourselves up a new Eden. That's what I see as a possibility. But I think that the strife and the suffering and the war and everything, you know, trafficking, child trafficking, sex trafficking, all of the things that people deem as like evil, you know, I think that there's a thought under all of that, and that is the thought that you are an other, and I have the right to do what I want to you for my own wants. And I think that thought, that thought that's under all exploitation, whether it's a human or animal, that it's that thought that I see needs to be dissolved. It's a thought in the collective consciousness. It's a programming, and we need to dissolve that programming. And it's that thought that needs to go away, that in some way I can dominate another, whether it's an animal, another person, a child. That's what I think the spiritual warfare is to eradicate, to dissolve, to erase, to transform, to transmute, to transcend that thought that I can do to you what I want.
Thank you, Reverend Carol. Oh, you're a wise prophet. Yeah. Oh, thank you. And we're coming to a close in the interview for today. What additional messages do you have for our listeners?
Oh, gosh. I think the message I would put out there is to really anchor yourself in the light. And no matter what's going on around us, I think there's a lot of chaos. I think there's a lot of purposeful chaos. There's a lot of purposeful confusion and division and all that stuff. And I think it's all being purposely created to keep us distracted, distracted from our divine self, distracted from our potential, our possibility, truth. That we are divine beings, and that we are here to bring love and light to this world as ourselves. And as long as we're stuck in the mire of Democrat versus Republican and left versus right and vaccinated versus unvaccinated and all that, sorry, I'll just say it, bullshit, we're going to completely miss the whole show, why we're here. We're here to fully manifest ourselves, to fully express ourselves as our divinity. And we have no idea how powerful we are, no idea. But we need to take baby steps toward that. And so for me, anchor yourself in the light. And I'm not saying just think positive. I think that's spiritual bypass. But just know that we are here on this planet this time for a reason. And we are here to bring about this transformation. We can transform it to more darkness, or we can transform it to more light. And it's really up to us.
Yes, indeed. Wow, you're powerful. Thank you, Reverend Carol.
It's my pleasure, Marlene. Always enjoy talking with you.
You as well. And could you please recap some of the information for our listeners about the Vegan Spirituality Forum and Retreat?
Yes, Vegan Spirituality Forum and Retreat. It's on my website, my podcast website, thespiritualforum.org. Just get there and click on Retreat, and you'll see everything that's going on there. And it is October 1st through 3rd. Beginning, if you're there the night before, you got to get there the night before, but if you're there in time, we'll have a little orientation that night. And it's at Unity Village, Missouri.
Great. Will any of the recordings be available for the public viewing?
Yeah, I think we're going to probably do a Facebook Live here and there and put it out on the Vegan Spirituality Facebook page. It'll also be on the Spiritual Forum podcast page, the Spiritual Forum community page. And we're also going to put together some sort of little promotional vignette, you know, so that it will encapsulate some of the things that happened there, as a way to show people what happened and also to promote it for the future. Because like I say, I have a vision of doing this annually, and we'll just see what kind of interest there is. Well, I'm kind of a go with the flow and go where the energy is. So we'll see if people feel good about that and want to come back together. And I think if in a year that didn't have this COVID stuff that we're dealing with, we would have a lot more people. But we have a pretty good group coming in spite of all that. And I'm very excited about that. People really want to push through and show up.
That's great. And I'm really excited that you're having it in person, because connection is so important. I often hear human connection, but as we know as vegans, it's not just human connection. All sentient beings desire connection. And as vegans,
absolutely,
to respect that for all beings, that we allow the connections to manifest together for all beings, not just human beings. So thanks again, Reverend Carol.
Yeah, my pleasure. I mean, we have like 55 people, and I think that's fabulous.
Wow, yeah.
I know. I think 55 is pretty good considering.
Yeah.
We do have a system where if you want to socially distance, you can. If you want to wear a mask, you can. If you want to connect and be close to people, you can. So we're giving people the option to designate their preference. And in our meeting areas, the dining room and our meeting room, we are not requiring a mask. But in the public areas of Unity Village, where masks are required, you know, by the government or whatever, you know, you have to wear a mask, but not in our meeting and dining areas. But,
yep,
you know, we are anticipating some conflict around this.
I know, huh?
Oof. The vaccinated people thinking the unvaccinated. So we're going to start up and try to nip that in the bud with some ground rules and say, you know, we're not doing any of that here.
Mm-hmm.
We're here for this intersection of veganism and spirituality, and we're going to stay focused on that. And if we get sidetracked, we're going to stop, and we're going to pray.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Marlene.
Okay, take care. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You can tell a friend, I'll tell a friend, where you shine a light into the darkness, darkness ends. Since we know they're voiceless and they're being abused, how can we not speak out? How could we be excused? We've got some extra strength to give, and we can be their voice.
I'd like to thank my guest, Reverend Carol Saunders, who joined us via Skype in Sullivan, Wisconsin. She's the organizer and founder of the Vegan Spirituality Forum and Retreat, happening in Unity Village, Missouri, October 1st to the 3rd. Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. Hear this program again at vegansradio.com.
I will be there for...
Please join us again next week. Let's go out with I Will Be Their Voice by Vegan Smythe in Australia. Next is a live version of his song, I Will Be Their Voice, when he performed at one of the lectures by Dr. Will Tuttle in Melbourne and Daysford, Australia. Here's the live version.
Okay, so Vegan Smythe is now going to present what I feel is the anthem of the whole movement, of the vegan animal liberation and animal protection, you know, movement. I Will Be Your Voice is the name of this song that just magically has manifested through the genius of this beautiful human being. So let's welcome Vegan Smythe to the stage.
I will be their voice. I will be their voice. Thank you.
This is Vegan Nation. I'm Miley Nara, wishing you a good day.